Paul and Silas could have gotten very angry, but what did they do? That I may know him. Power of his resurrection. Fellowship his suffering. When they lift their voices and sang praises to God, that power shook that jail house until all the stocks, doors, and locks were completely loose. So much and so, the jailer that was keeping them woke up and he thought they was gone. And he was about to kill himself. Paul said, oh, wait a minute. Don't hurt yourself. We're here. We didn't come to harm you, jailer. We come to bring you some good news. Hallelujah. So this is what Jesus came. He knew why he came. Paul didn't have the privilege or the experience of walking with Jesus in the flesh like Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, and all the rest of them, Thomas. They saw Jesus do these things. They saw it firsthand. They saw the hurting. They saw the wounded. They saw the hungry. But when he went into Arabia, where he received this divine revelation, Galatians put it so well, if any, he said, this revelation that I receive is anybody else. He said, I don't care if it's an angel. I don't care if it's myself. Preach anything different. Let him be accursed. But I'm sure when he had that encounter with God in Arabia, I'm sure he saw by revelation who he was. But listen to this. Having that experience and coming out of that place and then going to the surrounding cities and traveling across the sea to other places and islands to preach the gospel, yet he still said that I may know him. He was caught up, you know it. He was caught up in the what, third heaven, and heard words that he said it was not lawful for a man to speak or utter. That's what he said. But yet he said, and having all these experiences with God, he came out of that place, came out of that encounter with God, saying that I may know him. The power of his resurrection. You would think he would grasp the power of the resurrection of Jesus, but after experiencing all that, he still want to know. I want to know the power. You think about all the stuff you're allowing going on in your life. If you knew the power of his resurrection, and that power is available to you as you sit there, and stuff in your life is pulling you, driving you, trying to control you, trying to manipulate you into an area where you are uncomfortable, disobedient, and all the stress that's going on in your life, I may know him and the power of his resurrection to deliver me. That I may walk in this resurrection light, life, and power every day. Not that I won't be challenged, but when I'm challenged, I win. Hallelujah. And I go when I'm and having the revelation to know that no matter what comes, I'm coming out on top. Paul paid a price to get this from God because people didn't like it. No, they didn't. Jesus paid the ultimate price no man could pay but him. because he was the only one that qualified to become the sacrifice. Hallelujah. But he got introduced to this earth like this. And I'm moving on. Peter was preaching the message to the Gentile world, to Cornelius' household, should I say. He was preaching this message because Cornelius had sent to seek him out and said, go look for one called Simon. That's what the Holy Ghost told him to do, go look for him. He's at a tenor house, Simon the tenor. Go there and you'll find him. And before he got there, on their arrival, Peter was up on the housetop, had a vision, right? He saw a sheet let down from heaven. God was getting him ready because he wasn't ready to go preach before they had that vision. When the sheet came down, he saw all kind of beast animals. And Peter said, I'm a full-blooded Jew. Nothing common or unclean in my mouth. I walk by the Jewish law strictly. And when he saw this, he was thinking about it. And while he was thinking about it, the Holy Ghost said, Peter, there's three men down there at the gate waiting on you. See, you go on down and go with them and don't you doubt nothing. You know, it had effect on him because he invited them in, let them sleep in the quarter with him. If he'd been like he was, he probably left them outside the gate. Y'all hang on the best you can. But he brought them in. The next morning, he got up and he went to Cornelius' household and finding a crowd of people there. This is what he began to preach to. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How God what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? That I may know him. That I may what? Know him. See, Jesus knew he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Are y'all hearing me today? He knew it. Why? Because he went. He went about doing what? Good. And healing. Doing what? Healing. How many? All that was oppressed of the devil. For God while with him. I'm sure Paul read that scripture. God wants you to know him. Stuff you're going through, you really don't have to, it's already been paid for. Things that you are going without, you don't have to do it anymore because he'll purchase them for you. Hallelujah. Your peace of mind should be peace of mind. You shouldn't have troubled mind, troubled lives, broken situation that you don't know what to do. You should live life like a king. Not that you won't be challenged, but you will succeed and win because of he who lives in. And that's the Christ who have conquered this dark world. They're trying to bring you into bondage, which you have been set free by the power of God. And he have given that power to you. And that power can be released in your believing and spoken words coming out of your mouth and declare that I belongs to God. Hallelujah.